Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from the team hotel in Rochester. The Browns and Bills have their second of two joint practices tonight at 6 p.m. at St. John Fisher College. But I want to tell you what, fantasy football season's coming up. It's time to get your fantasy football leagues going, FanDuel going. You can go to FanDuel.com/Zagura right now, get a $200 deposit bonus if you want. That's FanDuel.com/Zagura. But I'm calling all you fantasy football players and commissioners because you can join me and Matt Wilhelm, potentially. We'll see.
Yes.
We don't know. We'll have difficulties. He's a man in demand.
I am.
A man in demand.
I'll be there.
Join us this year as you host your fantasy football draft from your own private suite at First Energy Stadium. How cool is that? What better place to have your fantasy football draft than a suite at First Energy Stadium? All your food and beverage will be taken care of, including DiGiorno pizza. It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. Labatt beer and more. Each suite will be enabled with Wi-Fi and will have all the food and drinks your league will need for your best draft ever. Leagues will also have access to an official NFL draft board, which the league can keep. This party costs $500, but the next 10 teams that sign up will get $300 off on behalf of FanDuel, the leader in one-day fantasy. That's only $200 for your whole league. It's a 10-person league. That's $20 a person for all you can eat and all you can drink.
$20 a person?
Are you serious, bro? They're just paying you practically to eat and drink Labatt beer. Jason Gibbs would have $800 worth of Labatt beer, and it's only going to cost him $20 if he goes with nine other league mates. Here are the details. This fantasy draft party is presented by FanDuel, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, Monday, August the 31st from 5:30 to 10:30 at First Energy Stadium. All league platforms are welcome. The party will feature great FanDuel prizes. It's a don't want to miss. Go to clevelandbrowns.com/draftparty to register. Once again, to register, go to clevelandbrowns.com/draftparty. Now that, folks, is a live read. That's almost a live read. That's a segment, quite long again, but it should be a pretty fun environment. We're going to be there. You get to draft from a suite, and as I said, who can't drink $20 worth of beer? If you can't drink $20 worth of beer and eat $20 beer and pizza for $20, then I don't know.
10 and 10.
Then you need
that's
to
like what? Three beers?
Grow
and three
up.
Slices?
That's what you need to do. Grow up. Gibbs, you could do that, couldn't you? In his sleep. He did that in his sleep. Let's go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline right now and bring in the analyst from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, the great Doug Deacon. Deke, how are you today?
I'm fine, but I think you're underestimating Gibbs at $800 worth of beer.
I think I'm selling him short, too. I just didn't want to make the average listener feel inadequate compared to Gibbs' prowess in the consumption of pizza and beer. Deke,
yeah,
yesterday
there.
Out there. Go ahead.
Day. Yeah, it was rough, a rough day yesterday. I thought, you know, I'd be at the moving over from Cleveland on the train and, you know, maybe just not, you know, you talk about home field advantage. I think, you know, the Bills were in a comfort zone. But with that said, I would hope that the talent discrepancy isn't what showed up yesterday.
And to me, it was also a little bit about effort and intensity and physicality. And the Bills seemed to have that. The Browns didn't seem to have it as much. Are you expecting the Browns to come out today and really answer that call? And is that something you're really going to be looking forward to tonight at 6?
Yeah, I would think so. I think, you know, the Browns kind of went, as we used to call it, that brother-in-law speed. And I think the Bills were going at the Hatfields and McCoy speed. So there was a difference. But by the same token, you know, they didn't take the 4-hour train ride. They didn't change the venues and everything. They kind of had the comfort at home. And I would hope that the Browns, you know, show up today and it would be a better showing.
Doug, do you like the fact that the Cleveland Browns have kind of halted training camp to come up here and get the work against the Buffalo Bills to ultimately evaluate themselves outside of a game setting here in the preseason?
Well, I'd like it, but, you know, to me, I think if, you know, we were playing in Buffalo, yeah, this would be great place to go. You know, I think when the game is in Cleveland, it would have been better maybe to do it in Cleveland this year and then come to Buffalo or the Rochester next year, because there's just, you know, a lot of time that, you know, spent in transportation rather than, you know, trying to get ready for the season.
Doug. So we talked about, you know, yesterday a little bit of a rough day. In particular, we have not seen this ground game, which is supposed to be the staple of this Browns offense, get going in the preseason opener. We haven't really seen it shine in training camp, and we certainly didn't see it have much effectiveness yesterday against this Buffalo defensive front. With all the investment in this line, with how good this line is supposed to be, what do you see is going wrong with this ground game? Why aren't there holes for these running backs?
Well, I think, you know, there's got to be a chemistry developed. I mean, you got Crowell doing the burden of the carries, and, you know, we got to remember this guy is in his second year out of Alabama State. he's got the potential to be a good back. Now, West, on the other hand, he's been hurt. I think, you know, he needs to get the motor going, and we realize that, you know, there's not that much security in this industry, and you got to show up and play. It's unfortunate, you know, that Drones broke his hand there because he was doing a good job of showing up. And, you know, obviously Duke Johnson has been a disappointment because you would like to see what he can do and where he's going to figure into the game planning during the season. But, you know, to date, you know, no reps and no real idea of what he can do.
Deke, one player that has yet to disappoint thus far after being drafted 12th overall by the Cleveland Browns is Danny Shelton. Just talk about when a guy takes two, both in the run and pass game, what that does to open up the ability of other players defensively to make plays around him.
Well, when you got a stalemate at the line of scrimmage and you got two bodies on you, you're obviously clogging the line of scrimmage. And it just, you know, allows the linebacker the ability to scrape clean and make the play if he makes the right adjustment. The thing, you know, we saw in the game against the Redskins that I think on the backside, sometimes the contained guy was peeking inside rather than making sure he had containment on the outside. And I would expect that they would do a good job in trying to clean that up for this game on Thursday night.
Deke, Justin Gilbert, obviously a big topic coming out of practice yesterday. Had a rough day out there. It's become a national story. What are you seeing from him? What can be done to help this kid? What's your take on Gilbert and where he is at?
Well, you know, you see the kid, and he's got, you know, athletic ability, and he's got the body, and he's got all that. But from a technique, you know, standpoint, he must be doing something wrong. He's either peeking in the backfield or he's not playing the receiver the right way. And, you know, I always kind of yield that to Dustin, having, you know, him playing that position. But, you know, there's just a lot of things that I don't think right now the light is going on that, you know, he has the confidence in his ability. And, you know, we saw with Buster Screen where Buster didn't have the confidence in his speed, which was really his biggest asset. I think Justin is, you know, right now he's just, you know, worrying too much about making a mistake rather than just going out and playing.
I think that's a great take there, Deke. And one other thing I want your perspective on is, I know as we had you on the PNC Bank pregame show prior to the Redskins games, you were a huge advocate of holding out Joe Hayden and Joe Thomas. What approach do you think Mike Pettine takes into this football game? If Joe Hayden is still struggling with a hamstring, you, of course, keep him out. But you talked about the continuity along the offensive line, and as good as Joe Thomas is, you still need those reps in a game setting prior to week one.
Well, it would have been very easy for Joe not to come up here and practice, you know, knowing his stature and things like that. But Joe actually even wanted to play in the Redskins game because he didn't want to let down McCown. And I think they just made a decision on his behalf that, hey, we'd rather be safe than sorry. You're too big a vital part to this offense. Yeah, you know, I think it's important that, you know, Joe does play some time with him. Of course, we know that you basically have this week's game and next week's game, and then when you go up to Chicago, we probably won't be seeing anybody. But, you know, every player needs, you know, get some chemistry with the rest of the offensive line. And, you know, one thing is here, you get those reps against the one-on-ones against different players, and you get so, you know, honed into going against your guys that all of a sudden you're seeing guys with different moves and, you know, different techniques and different alignments. So, you know, that part is good. It just, you know, gives, you know, I don't care how long you played in the league, you know, confidence is a big part of your game, and, you know, the way you get confidence is, you know, by, you know, doing your trait during practice.
Deke, when you have a situation like this where you practice against a team for a couple of days and then you play them in the preseason, what does that do for this game on national TV Thursday night? And what's more important to you? What happens on Thursday or kind of the sum of everything, including these practices?
Well, I think it's the sum of everything. I think for the young players, especially players that might have not played at a higher college level, the exposure to, you know, some guys that are pretty darn good athletes, and, you know, for our offensive line, it's a good challenge. I mean, Buffalo probably has a top three defense in the league, so they're going to, you know, get a lot of good work. But as you said earlier, you know, the thing that concerns you is the inability to establish any kind of running game. And I think we all know, you know, with Josh McCown, and we don't have a lot of game breakers at wide receiver, you know, we need that running game because that's, you know, our ability to run the play action and get the chunk plays, you know, really comes off of that. So I think it's very important that, you know, between, you know, these practices and the game on Thursday, they start getting some kind of running game established so they can build off of it.
If they don't get the running game going on Thursday, you know, some people have gotten some tweets saying that they believe that the Browns know they're going to run it so effectively they're not trying to show the run and they don't want to see it. I don't buy that for 1 second. I think that this team needs to get some run game going, get some confidence. I don't think Wilbert Montgomery called those backs out, you know, just for fun. If they don't get the run game going, at what point do you start to become concerned about this team's ability to run the football when that is supposed to be its core competency? I mean, you want to see some success before the season starts, right?
Well, you want to see it by game three, that's for sure, because, you know, we mentioned game four, there's not going to be a lot of first team bodies playing. So I think, you know, between this week and next week, they've got to get something going. Otherwise, you know, they've got to decide, you know, what direction they want to go in that backfield. Do they start looking for a different body back there? Somebody to, you know, put a little juice in it. You know, the thing about Wilbur, he's been there, he's done that, and he tells it like it is, and he's real with the ball players. Whether or not how they adjust to, you know, what he says, you know, that gives you a good indication of, you know, what this guy's future is going to be in the NFL. If he turns it off, that guy probably won't be around the NFL for very long. If, you know, if he takes it in as constructive criticism, he's got a good chance of being a pretty productive player.
Deke, thank you so much for the time. See you out there at St. John Fisher College, 6 o'clock today when the Browns and the Bills hook up for the second of those two joint practices, and hopefully we do see this offensive line create some lanes on these backs, get up in the hole, and get it done.
Sounds good for me.
All right, Doug Deacon, the analyst from your PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to hear from a guy who's had a phenomenal training camp, had a 50-yard huzz down yesterday off the hand of Josh McCown, Travis Benjamin. He's the team's punt returner. He's on this team right now. He has played his way onto this roster. Mike Pettine saying that yesterday. We're going to hear from Trav when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Because you're a sky full of stars.